The Cabinet will meet in around 2 hours' time, where some of the focus today will be on how to deal with knife crime here. Figures obtained by the Social Democrats show that Gardaí seized more than 2,000 knives last year. That's the second highest number in 10 years. Already this year, more than 400 knives have been seized. We will speak to the Social Democrats TD Catherine Murphy a little bit later in the programme. For now, we are joined by Tommy Mescal of our political staff. Tommy, has there been a corresponding rise in knife crime?
The Justice Minister, Helen McEntee-Audrey, has been signalling for some time that she's looking at measures to tackle knife crime, and various TDs, both in government and opposition, have also expressed concern over it. As you said, the Social Democrats TD Catherine Murphy has recently received those figures from the Department of Justice. They show almost 2,200 knives were seized last year. That compares to over 1,300 in 2013, so there is an upward trajectory, which I think the government is trying to counteract. At present, if somebody is found with a knife, they can receive a maximum sentence of 5 years. What Minister McEntee is seeking to do is to increase the maximum sentence for those who are found with a knife with intent to cause injury, to trespass or to intimidate somebody. So this would increase to 7 years. And it all follows on from a recommendation from the Anti-Social Behaviour Forum. This was set up in 2020 and it was also chaired by the Minister of State in the department, James Brown.
This is the second cabinet meeting under Simon Harris's Taoiseach, who emphasised law and order repeatedly in recent speeches. Is this his Justice Minister visibly responding to that call?
I think in recent days you have seen that renewed focus on law and order by Simon Harris. On Friday, for example, he met with the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, and also the Garda Commissioner to discuss recruitment and retention in the Garda Force and also the rollout of body-worn cameras. Helen McEntee today is also bringing a memo to seek more powers for Gardaí to issue so-called ASBOs or anti-social behaviour orders. But as well as that, we also expect that she'll be briefing colleagues on other actions underway to tackle anti-social behaviour, like the seizure of scramblers and plans for local CCTV. So I think there is an obvious effort on the part of Fine Gael ministers and the Taoiseach to be seen to be making moves in this area, all part of that focus, as you said, on core values, which Simon Harris outlined in recent weeks.
Tommy, the three coalition leaders, they met last night, as they do before cabinet each week. Did they decide, one of the issues that they were meant to discuss was whether or not to go ahead with a referendum on June the 7th on the issue of patents? Now, there's some speculation that that is going to be postponed. Did they make a decision on that?
That was discussed last night at the leaders' meeting, the meeting of the three coalition leaders. It was agreed that it would progress to the full cabinet meeting this morning. But I think we're clear, Audrey, on what the leaders think about this and what the decision will be. Both Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, and Micheál Martin, the Tánaiste, have expressed concern that there isn't sufficient time to fully inform voters about the referendum. Micheál Martin also saying that he believes that such referendums should be standalone events. I think cynics would say the government was spooked by the result of the family and care referendum and doesn't want to risk a similar defeat. Simon Harris did say in Limerick on Friday that lessons should be learned too from that last referendum in terms of not rushing such votes.
Another meeting that took place on Monday was ministers meeting with the Road Safety Authority in the awful dark shadow of increasing deaths on our roads. Was anything concrete decided at that meeting, Tommy, on what to do?
There wasn't any seismic decisions, you could say, from that meeting, but rather it was more so a series of actions, some of which are already underway. The Road Safety Authority has been seeking this meeting with Simon Harris since he became leader. It was attended yesterday as well by the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, also the Junior Transport Minister, Jack Chambers. During this, the Taoiseach committed to legislative changes, if required, to resolve those issues around collision data sharing with local authority engineers. You'll remember this issue was revealed by Primetime last week. There were a series of other actions agreed to too, though, yesterday evening, such as the RSA spending an additional €3 million this year on road safety campaigns and education initiatives. This money will be taken from their reserves, and also the RSA has been asked to identify other funding challenges that they have. Simon Harris will also chair a meeting of what's called the Ministerial Road Safety Committee in the coming weeks, and this is intended to discuss progress on these issues. So I think what you're seeing is an eagerness by the new Taoiseach to be seen to be on top of this problem of rising road deaths.
Tommy, thank you very much indeed. Tommy Mescal from our political staff.